HarperCollins presents How to Say Babylon, written and read by Sophia Sinclair.
For Ife and Shari and Cataleya and she who is yet to come. Sun a shine but things not bright, door pata boil bickle no nuff, river flood but water scarce ya, rain a fall but dirty tough. Louise Miss Lou Bennett. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Psalms 137. Caribbean reality resembles the wildest imagination. Gabriel Garcia Marquez. Author's note. Memory is a river. Memory is a pebble at the bottom of the river, slippery with the moss of our living hours. Memory is a tributary, a brackish stream returning to the ocean that dreamt it. Memory is the sea. Memory is the house on the sand with the red door I have stepped through, trying to remember the history of the waves. In telling this story, I have followed my river all the way down to the sea, treading as closely as I could to my memory of the people, places, and events that shaped my life. Outside of my family, most of the names and identifying characteristics of the people who appear in this book have been changed. May each of you find your way back to the water. Prologue. My life had stood a loaded gun. Emily Dickinson. Behind the veil of trees, night's voices shimmered. I stood on the veranda of my family's home in Bickersteth in the small hours after midnight, on the lonely cusp of womanhood, searching for the sea. My birthplace, a half speck of coastline hidden by the tangled forest below, was now 20 miles away in the dark. When I was a girl, my mother had taught me to read the waves of her seaside as closely as a poem. There was nothing broken that the sea couldn't fix, she always said. But from this hillside town fenced in by a battalion of mountains, our sea was only an idea in the distance. I pressed my face into the air's chill and listened. Out here was the bread and backbone of our country, the thick Jamaican countryside where our first slave rebellion was born. These mountains tumbling far inland had always been our sanctuary, hillsides of limestone softened over time, pockets of caves resembling cockpits overgrown with brush, offering both refuge and stronghold for the enslaved who had escaped. Echoes of runaways still hung in the air of the deepest caves, where maroon warriors had ambushed English soldiers who could not navigate the terrain. The English would shout commands to each other, only to hear their own voices bellowing back at them through the maze of hollows, distorted as through a dark warble of glass, until they were driven away in madness, unable to face themselves. Now, more than 2 centuries later, I felt the chattering night wearing me mad, a cold shiver running down my bones. A girl unable to face herself. The countryside had always belonged to my father. Cloistered amidst the towering blue mahos and primeval ferns, this is where he was born, where he first communed with Jah, roaring back at the thunder, where he first called himself Rasta, where I would watch the men in my
Sample complete. Ready to continue?